I'm Julia Boorstin, and here is your CNBC Tech Check Briefing. Shares of Cisco are sinking today after the company reported a mixed earnings report and projected an unexpected sales decline in the current quarter. The company said it expects revenue to decline by between 1 and 5.5% this quarter, while analysts were looking for growth of about 6%. Cisco CEO Chuck Robbins said the guidance range is wider than usual because of the increasingly complex environment. The company blamed the disappointing outlook on COVID lockdowns in China, which have worsened existing supply chain constraints, as well as rising inflation. Communication Workers of America, one of the largest telecom and media labor unions in the country, is accusing Apple of violating federal labor law at its World Trade Center store in New York City. The CWA is alleging that Apple interrogated and surveilled staff, restricting them from posting union flyers, and made them attend mandatory anti-union speeches. This comes as Apple employees at several stores around the country are taking steps to unionize, including in New York's Grand Central Station, Atlanta, and Maryland. Apple did not respond for a request for comment. U.S. electric car maker Lucid announced it will set up its first overseas factory in Saudi Arabia. The car maker said its new facility will be able to manufacture 155,000 vehicles per year. It will initially serve the local market before later exporting the vehicles. Lucid's factory in Arizona produces 350,000 vehicles per year. Lucid CEO told CNBC that the ongoing energy crisis is fueling the transition to battery electric vehicles and that this move is important because the planet cannot wait. That's all from the West Coast. See you back here tomorrow.